We are joined in the studio now by Jay Anderson of our news department and Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, let's start first with the 4th of July. What kind of a holiday weekend was it?
Well, it was a fairly busy weekend. Obviously it started Friday on July 1st and kind of went through July 4th Monday. And I was checking, we had 71 calls for service over the weekend, which is a pretty steady weekend. And I had some arrests. We had a DUI, a gross misdemeanor DUI arrest. We had a theft up at Crescent Lake Campground that involved a felony theft, and that gentleman was arrested. I think he stole some GPS units out of another campsite, et cetera. And then we had a domestic also on Monday evening. There was an arrest made. And then, of course, we had that quick storm that moved through Friday night and didn't last very long, but it had some high winds, packed a little punch, had a lot of lightning, and we discovered Saturday morning that the phones were out up the Gunflint Trail. So they were isolated, so 911 was down up there. And for about 36 hours through Sunday evening, then they got them back up, and then they went down again Monday, and within a few hours they had them back up again. So that was a disruption up the Gunflint Trail.
So I wondered about that, Mark, because the 388 exchange, I mean, people on the 388 exchange could call other people on the 388, but
correct,
they couldn't call out.
They couldn't call out.
So they had to call the fire
yep
department.
So then, the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department, they're very gracious and very, very helpful. And so they went to hall number one, and then so people were directed to call the hall number one, and I think it's 388-0313 was the number.
How does that work then? How do they get in touch with you?
Then they radio us.
They radio you.
But they've actually got a cell booster in their fire hall, so they could call out with a cell phone if needed, also, and that still worked, of course. So, so we're very thankful to Gunflint Trail Fire Department. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time this has happened, and I'm afraid, it probably won't be the last time either, but Gunflint Trail Fire Department is very gracious, and they help us out, and otherwise we'd have to send a dispatcher up there or a deputy to man that phone, and, so they were there for, probably a total of over, 46 hours of manning the phones over the weekend. So, and apparently it was a lightning strike. I could be wrong, but I thought it was a lightning strike up by Isle of the Pines on Gunflint, and that caught it. It burnt up over 100 repeaters. They were, Barry Shaw and Bob Patrick, Century Link and Quest, they were working hard and getting all those repeaters replaced. And the other issue was, there was limited resources for both companies because one company now are in the process because of all the, they had a lot of storms in Wisconsin and Minnesota that took up a lot of the resources that were available, which I understand was somewhat minimal because it was the 4th of July. So a lot of their employees are, on vacation, et cetera.
Now,
so
this state shutdown didn't affect any of the calls that you had?
No, it did not. If there's any impact for us, is we do have a state grant, boat and water safety grant, and an ATV grant, and I've suspended those operations only because the state said, we got an email a couple weeks ago that if the state did shut down, we could still do it. The reimbursement would probably be delayed, but there's no guarantee that we'd get reimbursed. So I'm not going to take the chance. And so we've suspended any kind of boat and water ATV patrolling until we hear what's going on with the state.
Well, we're about halfway through the month. How's the month been so far?
It's halfway through the summer. Maybe
half.
Or a third of the way through the summer.
That's right, next month. Yeah.
No, not yet, please.
we just had summer start here this last week. So,
we did, yeah.
It's been a steady, I can't say overly busy, but it's been steady. I think we've had over 400 calls for service in the last month or so, and that's we average probably 3,000 to 3,500 per year. So if you were to take 400, it certainly does increase, and we expect that in the summer, and we plan for it, and we add seasonal staff to assist with that. So we do expect that, but it has been busy. And something that I've noticed maybe a little bit more this summer than in the past is we've had a few more domestics, and you kind of expect that you get visitors, but it's been a lot of local residents have been involved in domestics, and majority of those you know, over 50% of them have involved arrests. And when I say several, you know, I'm talking maybe six or seven over the last month, but that's unusually high. And the other thing we have is we get this every year is transients, and transient people that are certainly passing through, and unfortunately a lot of those people have mental health or chemical issues. And so we've already done seven transports to Duluth. A majority of those are transient people that have, you know, come into our community, and we just don't have the resources up here to deal with them. So, you know, they end up being transported to Duluth. So that's a little bit higher number too. That's something I've noticed, a little more activity in that.
Any big stuff? I mean, no standoffs or anything?
No standoffs. You know, I guess, you know, the one call that was certainly quite serious, I believe it was last week or the week before. Well, of course, we had the Thai sitter search in June, and we talked about that before. That was certainly a very, very tragic situation. But we also had an incident where there were some gentlemen up staying at a resort here locally, and I'm not sure how much drinking there had gone on before, but in the evening, one of the members grabbed a handgun and pointed at the other members of his or his friends and said, we're going out drinking tonight. And so they left and got to the local establishment here, and then they snuck out and called us, and we ended up arresting him and recovering the handgun. He obviously was saying that it wasn't, that he was just joking, but his friends certainly did not think it was a joke, and he ended up getting charged with terroristic threats. So he's since bailed out, but you know, so that's very serious, and the gun was loaded. You know, they took it serious, and we treated it seriously, and you know, we'll certainly let due process take its course, but that certainly could have been very tragic if there was anything that would have gone wrong. So,
well, once again, I'm glad it's your job and not mine.
Well, that's what we're here for. So,
we've been talking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and we're going to be talking to you pretty soon again, I think.
I think so, probably the end of the month here. So,
right, and that's good.
And hopefully we don't have a whole lot more to report. And, you know, the next time, you know, a lead-up song might be a little bit more appropriate. You know, we talked about Eric Clapton's I Shot the Sheriff, but we don't think that would be an appropriate song. No. We'll figure something better for that.
Something about peace and quiet might not be bad.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark.
I can do that.
Thank you again, sir.
Thank you. Enjoy the summer.